Columbus.
From the Ohio News Network, this is Ohio Sports Magazine. Now, here's your host, Jay Fox.
Welcome to another episode of Ohio Sports Magazine, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I'm your host, Jay Fox, and today we're joined by Tim Streed from the Ohio High School Athletic Association to break down the 2026 baseball state championships across all seven divisions. Author Brian Boone, better known as Uncle John, previews his latest bathroom reader, which is full of sports trivia from the Buckeye State and beyond. Finally, we pay tribute to our own Paul Keel, who was inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame back on June 6th. All that, plus our locked-on contributors have all the balls on the Ohio News Network. Tim Streed from the Ohio High School Athletic Association joins us now on Ohio Sports Magazine to recap the state champion baseball teams for 2026, now with a new seven-division alignment. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
All right. It's always a pleasure. Let's start with Division One. Any surprises there?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but we had a unique matchup in the final with two Cincinnati teams. It was St. Xavier and Archbishop Moeller, and the way the brackets fell, the way they went into the tournament draw, it turned out that two Cincinnati schools met in the championship game, which doesn't happen very often, but St. X won it all and topped Moeller there in Akron.
Yeah, the 4-2 win brought Xavier their first state title since 2003. Who's Liam McGeady? He got the win.
Yeah, excellent pitcher, you know, and, you know, when the teams get to that level, they have a deeper staff for the most part. Now, there are some teams that can make it that far with only two or three really outstanding pitchers, but both of those schools just have such deep rosters, you know, and in most Division One schools often have that, but you know, it's so interesting watching baseball at that level and starting to hear, oh, he's getting recruited by that school, he's going to Notre Dame, he's going to Tennessee, he's going to West Virginia, and both those schools were just loaded.
All right, Division Two, what happened?
Division Two, New Albany, exactly 5 years to the night when they won it all back in 2021, New Albany came through again with the state title. And, you know, that was the Saturday night game, which it was 5 years ago, too. And just really happy for New Albany. And interesting thing with them, their athletic complex is under renovation. And so they did not have a home field this year. Their baseball team played at ballparks around Central Ohio and practiced all over the place and made it all the way to the state championship game. And so their community was very happy for those boys that didn't have a home this year, but they're bringing home a state title.
That 4-1 win was over Cuyahoga Falls Walsh Jesuit. And it should also be noted that New Albany outscored their postseason appointments 48-4 in their third title win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, they rolled. And there's been a couple schools like that. You know, if they steamroll their district and regional tournament, and then you find that your state tournament games are low scoring, you're going to have a run differential like that. There's several teams that did that.
Division Three, let's go.
Hamilton-Baden. Hamilton-Baden beat Columbus Bishop Watterson in the state championship game. And, you know, Watterson certainly was one of the best teams around Central Ohio. We heard about them throughout the tournament. Interesting fact about Baden, and they have several state championships, but they had been to the Final Four in baseball for 11 years without winning a state championship. You know, it takes so much to get there, but it takes even more to win it. And Baden had been there 11 times since their last state championship. So, you know, when a school goes that many times without winning at all in any sport, sometimes you start to wonder, what do we have a curse? Is there something with our team or our town? And but happy for Baden. They've been there so many times without winning it, but they got it done this year. And, you know, it's still tip of the cap to Watterson, though, just one of the Central House really finest programs right now.
Yeah, commanding 7-2 win for Hamilton Baden. And even though it was their first win in 11 years while being in the championship, it was actually their first state championship in three decades. Quite a drought for the Rams.
I remember when they won it back, you know, what, 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And, you know, you think you're going to, you see them win it all the time. And they had been there a bunch, but hadn't won it. But congrats to the Baden Rams.
All right, Division Four.
Sandusky Perkins. You know, Perkins has it rolling right now in athletics. They had been in the football state championship game, the basketball Final Four, and now again the baseball Final Four. And just what a program and achievement for them. Interesting thing about that game, that game ended the state tournament on Sunday. The tournament started back on Thursday morning, and it's a four-day event. And that was the last game of the weekend. And we had good weather all 4 days. And we were looking at Sunday weather because, if you remember, a front came through Ohio on Sunday afternoon and was a whopper. And we were just hoping we'd get that game in before the front hit in Akron. And luckily we did. And Perkins just had a great tournament run and taken home state championship.
Yeah, the Perkins team beat Franklin Bishop Fenwick 5-1 to earn their first baseball state championship in school history. On to Division Five.
You know, Jay, you mentioned we have seven divisions. Remind me who won Division Five.
Okay, this was Apple Creek Wayndale versus Gahanna Columbus Academy.
That's right. You know, Wayndale just has won a handful of baseball state championships here over the last 7 or 8 years. They are just one of the top small school programs in Ohio right now. They, in fact, if I remember right, Wayndale has won back-to-back state championships a few times now. And you know, not only the Wayne County League, you know, representing them in Northeast Ohio, but you know, one of the top programs in Ohio right now.
And they secured the title as the number one ranked seed in that 9-5 victory. On to Division Six.
Well, I remember this game very well. Lake Center Christian held off Berlin Highland. And boy, what a intense seventh inning. So Berlin Highland had won three consecutive state championships, and they were going for number four in a row, which would have been the first time in OHSA baseball history that a school won four in a row. And we were all watching that game, you know, wondering, are they going to do it? Are they going to become the first? And if, for those that remember, last year, Berlin Highland beat the same Lake Center Christian team on a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh. They scored two runs to come from behind and win it for their third in a row. Lake Center Christian is up 2-0, seventh inning. Berlin Highland scores a run, so now it's 2-1. They get a runner on second with only one out. You know, it was drama. Everyone was, you know, wondering and asking themselves, is Berlin Highland going to do it again, come from behind and win it on a walk-off? But Lake Center Christian, to their credit, got the last two outs, held on for the 2-1 win. So that's your Division Six state champion.
In the most interesting matchup in Division Seven, Delphos St. John's and Lipsick, that game ended strange.
Well, and folks know the name Delta St. John's, you know, what a class they have right now, an athletic program. They were the boys basketball state champion as well. And it's all the same kids. There's three Elwer brothers out there. All of them pitched and played shortstop and center field. We were comparing the box scores between the basketball state champion game and the baseball state championship game, and it's like all the same names. It's so interesting, those small schools, when you get a really athletic bunch of boys that come together, they're going to win state titles in a few sports. And so that's what Delta St. John's did. But the interesting thing about that game, it ended in a run roll, which we don't see very often in the state tournament, but it does happen sometimes, and it happened here with Lipsick, and Delta St. John's just got the bats hot, and they got up by 10 runs, and 10 runs after 5, that is the run roll. So that game ended on a run roll, and Delta St. John's is your D7 state champion.
All right, we look forward to circling back with you to preview high school football within the next 60 days, and there is more Ohio Sports Magazine on the other side on the Ohio News Network.
Rothman and Ice.
Ben Stiller just landed, and this is what I told him last night.
Wait, whoa. And I told him last night.
Yeah.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Get Eco.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Today is Father's Day, and throughout the Buckeye State, an estimated 2.7 million dads are celebrating today, and I'm one of them. And as you may have guessed, I love sports trivia, and also a good laugh. Uncle John's Know-It-All Bathroom Reader. I love this book. It's packed with laugh-out-loud trivia, some really strange facts, some good stories, and what I call addictive short reads. Brian Uncle John Boone has been a contributor to the book for more than two decades. We're pleased to have him on Ohio Sports Magazine. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you, too. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. All right, I got to ask this question. How do a Hall of Fame baseball career, common phrase, and a classic rock song all have a little-known connection to Father's Day? I am totally puzzled.
They all have to do with the unique relationship between fathers and sons. They're all about those tricky, sometimes tragic interactions between fathers and sons that makes you appreciate your dad. The famous ad campaign, those Burma Shave road signs, you know, that they used to put alongside the highway, and there'd be like a message every 50 feet or so. Those first came around in the 1920s, and they were a result of a father and son who ran Burma Shave, the Odells, and the son kept pestering his father to let him try this ad campaign. The father didn't think it was going to work. The son did, and after years of pestering him, he let him go through with it. A Hall of Fame baseball career is Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza was drafted with the 1,390th pick in the 1988 Major League Baseball draft as a favor to his father. His godfather was Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. And so with the last pick in the draft, they didn't think that, you know, they would need to do anything with it. So as like a little fun gesture to his godson, Tommy Lasorda drafted Mike Piazza, and he turned out to be a Hall of Famer. Have a bone to pick with you is the famous phrase, and that originates at Sicilian wedding receptions, in which the bride's father would hand the groom a bone and say, "Pick this, for you have taken on a difficult task." And it's a ritual that's essentially the same thing as giving away the bride. And then a classic rock song, sadly, this has to do with the Green Day song, "Wake Me Up When September Ends." When he was 10 years old, lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong's father died of cancer, and he was so distraught, he wouldn't leave his room, and he would say, "Wake me up when September ends," to his mother when she tried to get him to go to school. And he held on to that phrase for 30 years and finally wrote about the pain and the tragedy of that when he wrote the song, and it was a huge hit.
These are amazing stories. Now, It's been said that baseball is America's pastime, and as soon as you and I are done with this conversation, I'm off to see the Columbus Clippers today. What is your favorite baseball story?
My favorite baseball story has to do, because I write trivia for a living, it has to do with the plot to kill Fidel Castro. The CIA tried to kill Castro when he was installed as a dictator of Cuba hundreds of times, and the daffiest one involved baseball. They were going to send a team down, and they were going to hide in the baseball stadium during this big national baseball tournament, because Castro loved baseball. So he held this national baseball tournament at this big, purpose-built stadium in Havana, and they were gonna wait until he was in his presidential box, and they were gonna lob a grenade up there into his box after they cut the power to the stadium. But that didn't work out, and so they didn't kill Castro, not that time or not any of the other hundreds of times.
And I thought you were gonna tell me it was gonna be like one of those Naked Gun stories where the umpire, pulls out a baseball bat that's actually a gun and fires.
No, that's pretty good, but I got a good baseball story. I grew up going to Seattle Mariners games, and because it's Father's Day, I got to see Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. Play alongside each other in the outfield.
That's amazing. It's kind of like watching LeBron and Bronny today with basketball. Now,
it is, except they never let Bronny play.
Well, once in a while he gets a few minutes. So we live, eat, and breathe Ohio State football here in the Buckeye State. Do you have any great Buckeye stories?
I don't have a lot of Buckeye stories, but I got a lot of football stories. I got one about the fastest touchdown ever scored.
All right, let's hear that, and then I'll tell you a story.
I would love it. Okay, in a 2003 NFL game, the Philadelphia Eagles started out the game with an onside kick, and so Cowboys receiver Randall Williams caught it on Philadelphia's 37-yard line midair, and then ran it in for a touchdown, and that took all of 3 seconds off the game clock. Fastest touchdown in NFL history.
All right, here's mine. The best Ohio State football story is the 2002 National Championship run. It was an epic tale of bend, don't break. A team that defied all odds, dubbed the Holy Buckeye season, and it culminated in a monumental upset against the seemingly invincible defending champion Miami Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl.
I remember that. I remember. Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why I remember that is because when I got home from work, there were cars in my driveway and there were 30 people packed in the house and no one was talking. And my wife had put signs up all over the house, no talking during game. So we literally watched that game in silence until they won and then we talked.
Wow, that's great.
All right, how can listeners win a vintage library of 10 of your out-of-print books?
Oh, that's great. Go to our brand new website. It's bathroomreader.com, and look for the Daily Dispatch, and that's where we put brand new content several times a week. We put up a brand new book style articles on our. So go to bathroomreader.com, look for the Daily Dispatch, and you will find what you're looking for there, and you can enter to win 10 vintage out of print Bathroom Reader books of yore, and go win them, people.
Are you planning to continue these series?
As long as there's stuff to write about, and there will always be stuff to write about, if they keep letting us make them, we'll keep writing them. It's a great gig, and we love writing these.
Yeah, I got a funny feeling you're going to be chasing stories for a long time.
I hope so.
All right,
good stuff to write about.
We want to thank Brian Uncle John Boone for being our guest, and there's more Ohio Sports Magazine on the other side of the fence when we come back to the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Now is a great time to schedule a back-to-school dental appointment. Dr. Kyle Bogan, president of the Ohio Dental Association, is here to tell us more.
Your child's teeth and gums need the right food, nutrition, and vitamins to grow strong and stay healthy. Help them maintain good oral health by brushing every morning and night, flossing, visiting the dentist twice a year, and developing good eating habits. As kids head back to school, it's important to know that foods and drinks high in sugar, acidity, and other cavity-promoting substances are often low in nutritional value and have the potential to create plaque capable of damaging tooth enamel. A back-to-school dental appointment can diagnose any potential problems and improve your child's oral health. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state, are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and obtain superior ongoing education and training. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know you're being treated by the very best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit oda.org.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and prevent storm damage. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're not only giving me room to work, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS.
And now, Public Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing.
Summer is here, and I know from my own experience as a high school teacher that this is a welcome opportunity for students and staff to relax and reset. We all need to take a step back from the stress of the school year and just take care of ourselves for a bit. Ohio's educators can't wait to see our students in the fall, but for now, have a great summer.
Public Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Our own Paul Keels, best known as the, not just any, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes for almost the past three decades, joins us now on Ohio Sports Magazine to talk about himself, his career, and a recent honor. Welcome, my friend. I'm very glad to have you on the other side of the mic.
Well, my pleasure, Jay. Glad to do it.
When you hear the term, legendary broadcaster associated with your name, how does that make you feel?
Old.
You know, I have the same problem, and we're cut from the same cloth. You know,
it really, I guess what it speaks to, Jay, is the fact that you've been doing it for a long time, and you take it as a compliment, but, you know, I'm not very comfortable about accepting compliments or blowing my own horn, but it's very, very flattering.
And neither am I, and neither is Tom Hamilton, and we've all come up together. How long have you been in media?
I started in 1979, working in my hometown of Cincinnati, working in a small station called WLW, and went to work as a news reporter and a news anchor, but always was interested in sportscasting, and they allowed me to fill in doing some sports work there. And eventually that led to getting hired in Detroit, where I spent 6 years working in sportscasting there. Eventually worked my way back to Cincinnati with a stop in Washington, D.C. at United Press International. And then in 1998, moved to Columbus. So it's been a long road since 1979, but it's been an exciting one. It's been an interesting one. And it's really maybe the best thing, Jay, is the fact that it's allowed me to meet a lot of wonderful people.
Do you miss the professional game calling aspect when you were with the Pistons? You had a cup of coffee with the Browns when our dear friend was sick. Do you miss the professional side of it, or are you comfortable where you are with college?
Yeah, I don't miss it. I mean, I only spent 1 year with the Pistons, and the fill-in for the Browns was just one game. I spent more time at the professional level doing things for the Bengals. I did radio for 1 year, and then their preseason games on TV for 10 years, and then one season doing about 50 games for the Reds. So I don't really miss it. The differences are very obvious and notable, but most of the time I've spent doing college sports, so it's what I've been around more and what I'm more accustomed to.
Earlier this month, you were inducted into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame. To you, what is the significance of that honor? What does it mean to you?
Well, it means an awful lot when you think about a few things, Jay. First off, that I will be, when this happens, it'll be later in the summer when the actual ceremony happens. I'll be only the third media person that will have been inducted. Bucky Albers from the Dayton Daily News and Joe Tate, the longtime voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, in my mind, really is kind of the trendsetter and the high standard for basketball on the radio, were previous inductees. So to be included with those two gentlemen means a lot. But also, when you think about all of the other people that contributed on the court. And this hall honors individuals, it honors teams, it honors administrators, it honors officials, and then the category in which I'm going in, contributors. So it means a lot to be included with all of these people that have meant much more to the sport on the court.
Now, you've won multiple awards. You've seen three national championships in football, a couple of Final Four appearances in basketball. When you think back on all the games that you've called, does any one of them stand out? And if so, what would that be?
It's hard to pick one, Jay, but you know, you think about the national championship games, and maybe the first one that comes to mind is 2002 because of the way that season went. It was nail biters all the way up to the very end, and it was a season where nobody really expected it.
That's true, and so, you know, in my house, we weren't allowed to talk during that national championship game. My ex-wife put no talking signs all over the house. There were 30 people watching in stone silence.
Wow. But it was the thing I remember when the game was over, we looked at one another in the booth and it basically were saying, can you believe this really happened? Because they were so close to losing so many games. And at that time with the BCS, you know, one loss would have taken you out of it. So that one stands out. You know, there's so many others I could pick out. Basketball, similarly, I think, you know, seeing in 2006, 2007, the year that Ohio State had Greg Oden and Mike Conley, the great run they went on in the NCAA tournament, and even though they lost in the national championship game, the fact that they got there was exciting. So there's many others I could pick out, but those would be kind of the highlights.
Now, you have also written several books. Was that an easy process for you? Did you cheat and dictate it, or did you actually write it out?
Number one, no, it wasn't easy. The second one I did, it was a co-author, and that helped an awful lot. And it was a compilation of a lot of different things involving football and basketball. Maybe the most challenging one was the most recent one. It was a kid's book about Brutus Buckeye. And, you know, the publishing company in the middle of the process decided to change the direction. So basically I had to kind of start over. So they were not easy, but the end result, they seemingly were received very well. Maybe the best thing, Jay, that came out about all three of those projects, they were finished and in the stores before the holidays. So there was a big Christmas push for all of the fanatical Buckeye fans that wanted Buckeye gifts for families or friends or whatever around Christmas time.
Now, if we were to put you in chorus, you would be a bass too, correct?
Yes, and in another life, I did do a lot of singing, mostly growing up in the parochial grade school choir that I was in. I did a little bit of adult choir in high school and college, but bass was where I ended up landing, yes.
When did that happen? 12, 13, or was it later?
Probably a little later, maybe like my mid-teens, 15 or 16, something like that.
Because you have to know that you have, in my opinion, the ultimate radio pipes.
Well, thank you for saying that, but here's how I respond to that. You know, and it's flattering that people say that, and I appreciate that, Jay. But your own voice doesn't sound the same to you as it does to other people, and I don't know if that's an auditory thing.
It is.
And so that doesn't register to me other than when people say that. I know what it's like to hear people that have phenomenal voices. I had the opportunity to be around Paul Carey, who was longtime Tigers announcer that worked with Ernie Harwell. And Paul had one of the most incredible voices you would ever hear. You know, one of the pieces of memorabilia I have that is tied to somebody with a phenomenal voice, it's an autographed photo of Barry White. That's a voice that always registered with me. It's very nice that people say that, though. But your own voice doesn't sound the same to yourself. So when people say, when did you know you had a good voice? I say, I'm still waiting to find out.
We want to congratulate you once again. The induction into the Ohio Basketball Hall of Fame coming up this summer. I want to thank Paul Keels for sharing his time with us. And there is more Ohio Sports Magazine at the other end of the field coming up next on the Ohio News Network.
Bo Bishop and Dom Taberry. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with Taberry.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan. Make it fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have filtered sunshine for the morning hours. A pretty quiet start to the day. Clouds steadily increase during the afternoon into the evening, but any shower should hold off until after sunset. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Rain and some thunderstorms overnight tonight. Could be a local downpour, mid-60s for a low. For tomorrow, spotty showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
This is ONN.
Earlier this week, Texas Tech and their quarterback Brennan Sorsby announced they're going their separate ways. Sorsby will focus on the NFL supplemental draft in late July, while the Red Raiders will start another quarterback in 2026. The mounting pressure from the Big 12 Conference, along with other decision makers in college sports, made it untenable for Texas Tech and Sorsby to fight the NCAA's eligibility ruling because Sorsby bet on sports while at Indiana and at Cincinnati. Paul Feinbaum covers college football for ESPN. He joined Bo Bishop earlier this week on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. Paul says it took the state attorneys general from Utah, Oklahoma, and Kansas.
Ken Paxton, the attorney general and who's running for Senate in Texas, declared war against the Big 12. And it was such a short-sighted move, except he's in the back pocket of Cody Campbell, the billionaire booster. So he did what he was told to get money for his campaign. It backfired. The Big 12, you know, did what any good conference would do. They dug deep. A Dallas litigator found a very narrow but brilliant argument. And once Texas Tech's lawyers looked at that, they said, we can't win. We're about to blow this whole thing up. And I think finally the school president realized we are putting a university in harm's way. And I think they really didn't know enough about Brendan Sorsby. If you're going to go to war with somebody, go to war with somebody that can help you win. And I don't think they felt like he was worth it.
It kind of gave me a little bit of hope. And I know that that's a tough thing to even say about the sport that you and I talk about so much, but it gave me hope that maybe some of these rules can actually be enforced, Paul, if these group guys kind of all work together. Like, this was unified by everybody against this, and I'm talking about Big 12, SEC, everybody, Big 10, everybody saying, no, we're not going to have this. And they were able to kind of enforce a rule through public opinion. Is there any glimmer of hope in that?
I don't think so, based on what happened yesterday out in Denver when – naturally, the CFP met, and the general comes out, the four-star retired Air Force general who's in charge of the CFP. What a job, by the way. Yeah. And he said, well, we had a healthy discussion. Anytime you hear that, you know, nothing was successful. So, I mean, I think the fact that gambling is such a red herring, and, you know, everybody wants to point toward Pete Rose. But it's all we really know, because that's the most glaring case. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about, I thought some of the outrage was just outright disingenuous, but it got a good result. And that is so rare in college football.
Paul, also on this, and it's amazing, I have to give Cody Campbell a little bit of credit on this. Texas Tech said, keep the money. I guess the way I would read that is, if I'm an 18, 19, 20-year-old, and we know we have this, because you have this at Florida, among other places, and Florida State on the basketball program, where you have people saying, hey, we were promised money, we didn't get it. At Texas Tech, if I'm Campbell and I'm Texas Tech, I'm saying, look, Even if you don't play for us, if we promise you money, you're going to get it.
I think Cody Campbell decided, I'm going to eat the $5 million. In other words, Ted Cruz, that's $5 million you're not getting in your presidential campaign fund.
Speaking of Ted Cruz, I'm so skeptical about any of this. They're trying to find a way to get this thing done. Do you see any scenario where anything comes of it?
No. Republicans and Democrats trying to compromise. It's just not happening. And I thought in a rare moment of lucidity, Tommy Tuberville yesterday, you know, introduced a very narrow bill, which is not going to pass. But by saying he was against it, it sent shockwaves through the world, because not only is he a Republican, he represents a state that has two SEC schools and the headquarters of the Southeastern Conference.
We'll be back with more Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
We used to have a morning juice.
Big Daddy's a really good movie. Like, your wife would like Big Daddy. Like, there's like a story.
She likes Big Daddy. I don't like Little Daddy as much. I trust Big Daddy.
Morning Juice.
Weekday mornings at 6, live on YouTube.
The Fan. High energy. Different fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is ONN.
Well, it's our pleasure this week to talk with Stephen Offenbaker, one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Reds podcast. And if you're a Reds fan, you need to get on that so you can get all of that in-depth, detailed information that Steve and Jeff Carr bring about. Steve, I want to ask you about your thoughts presently on Sal Stewart and how he seems now at the plate to being adjusting to the adjustments that have been made to him.
Yeah, this is kind of the expected progression, right, of a rookie in the majors. You know, Sal came on just like, you know, thunder and lightning. He was just destroying everything he saw. Pitchers adjusted. These are the best pitchers in the world, these Major League Baseball pitchers. They adjusted. They shut him down for a while. So now is when you truly see who Sal Stewart's going to be. See a guy that's going to be able to figure it out. And it looks like he's going to. We're seeing him getting good contact again. We're seeing him having good at-bats. He's one of the team leaders in ABS challenges. Now, that also means he's one of the team leaders in using those things, but he gets them right more often than not. You know, he's got a good feel for the strike zone. He knows what he's seeing, and I think he's applying that well. He's got a very bright future. The ceiling for him is much, much higher than where he's even playing right now. This is just the beginning. This is just his floor. He's an amazing ball player.
Steve, since you brought up the ABS challenge, it just brings up a thought. Are you saying that there's certain players that have a better knack for that than others?
I think there are. I think there's, you know, this is a game of ego, right? These are paid professional athletes, and they all think they're right. This is why Terry Francona instituted a policy that pitchers are not allowed to challenge, because every pitcher thinks every pitch they threw is a strike, and they would just use them up early and often. What we're seeing is guys like Tyler Stevenson, who are really able to take a cerebral approach to the strategy of using these challenges and making sure you have one left for later innings. But if you're certain you can use one early, Tyler has demonstrated an ability to get that done. The Reds, again, are one of the leaders in baseball in using those challenges effectively. And I think the catcher in particular, you know, has an advantage in being able to use those things. And the Reds are doing a great job with it.
Yeah, I would agree about how Stevenson's handled that. Now that he's healthy again, Steve, are you seeing Eugenio Suarez starting to deliver like we had all hoped he would?
Well, he finally gave us another multi-homer game. That was the Gino we'd been waiting to show up, you know, in that New York Mets series, couple home runs, six RBIs in a game. That's the difference maker that he can be. I think that oblique injury really slowed him down. And, you know, it just takes time. Last season, people forget, you know, last season he had 49 home runs, but he struggled in the early months and still got to 49 home runs. So I think now is prime time for him to heat up. And if he can heat up and the Reds get Ellie De La Cruz back from injury, you know, that lineup can finally start to go again. And man, does this team need that lineup to go.
Do you think we're seeing some, I won't say consistency, but some regularity with the outfield layout?
Yeah, some hard decisions had to be made, right? So, you know, you and I haven't talked in a while. TJ Friedl's gone. He's down in Louisville. They're going with a version of this outfield that I think ultimately they landed in the right spot. It took Tito some time to get there. Tito's very loyal to his players, and I think he gave guys like TJ Friedl every opportunity to play their way out of what was going on, and it just wasn't happening. So this version of the outfield is probably the best they can do with who's on the roster. The fact that J.J. Bleday has just been so good from the time they called him up has been an amazing boost. And then, you know, the ability to move Spencer Steer around and mix and match out there, I think, has really helped this team. You know, the outfield problems aren't fixed, but it certainly is in a much better place than it was in, say, you know, April, May.
You mentioned J.J. Blaudé. When he was acquired in the offseason, Steve, what did you think about that move?
You know, I was pretty indifferent. I thought that he was just, you know, another Will Benson. You look at his career numbers, he doesn't have particularly strong, you know, splits as far as being able to hit righties. His numbers are pretty even keel, but they're low. Not big, not a big average guy, not a big power guy. He's been very streaky. If you look at his OPS plus over his career, he'll have an up year followed by a down year, followed by another up year, followed by a down year. And we're in the uptick. We're in the up year. We're catching him well. Last time I looked, his OPS plus was above 140, so 40% better than league average. He's really getting it done. And, you know, I wonder how long he's going to be a member of this team, if he's going to start being, you're going to start hearing his name in trade talks, especially if the team continues to struggle, because he's playing so well. He could definitely bring a return. I'm happy for him being able to get things done. And man, talk about a godsend for this lineup that has struggled at times.
Yeah, it's been a great story. Steven Offenbaker from the Locked On Reds podcast. Thanks as always, Steve.
Appreciate you, Paul.
We'll be back with more Ohio Sports Magazine next on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, commercial properties. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hi, I'm Josie. My daughter turns 5 today. Blow out the candles. I'm also an Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper. When you move over and slow down, you're not only giving me room to work, you're making sure I can get home to celebrate with my daughter.
Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Planning to buy a home in 2026? Not sure where to start? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency can help. With a step-by-step home buyer's guide and financial tools, the Ohio Housing Finance Agency can make homeownership part of your future. Eligible home buyers may qualify for down payment assistance and reduced mortgage interest rates. To see if you qualify and to find a mortgage lender, visit myohiohome.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
Now, let's get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show. Here's producer Colin Berenger to set the scene.
Thanks, Jay. This week on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Jason Lloyd shares his opinion on Brendan Sorsby, the college quarterback entering the supplemental draft of the NFL and why he does not want the Browns to go after him.
I want no part of this. None. There's no upside to this whatsoever. How can you, for a franchise that has been looking for a quarterback for 30 years, how can you go down this path and think it's going to turn out well? And you said it, G, at the end. Just look up the street. Go a mile up the road. Knock on the door. It's Guardians Executive Offices on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. Ask them how last year went with Clase and with Luis Ortiz. The best run team in town over the last 30 years. It's not even close. The Cavs have had a great run. They won a championship. The Guardians have been the model franchise in town for 30 years. And they were absolutely rocked by everything that went on last year. The Browns cannot sustain anything like that. And that's not to say that Brendan Sorsby is going to walk into his next team and start gambling again. But there's a track record there. You can't be ignorant to what has already taken place. So I think it's a horrible mix of trying to bring him here and think he's the answer.
To catch the full breakdown, just search the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube, subscribe to their page, and enjoy daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue on the Ohio News Network.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
Save big money and you...
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead.
Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine
on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Jay Fox.
We want to thank Brian, Uncle John Boone, and Tim Street for being our guests on this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Happy Father's Day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening. For Colin Berenger, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Jay Fox. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine, and join us next week right here on the Ohio News Network.